Hello and welcome to The Complete Works Season 4, a deep dive into the career and films of actor Roy Scheider. Mike, it has officially happened.
We did it. I'd like to thank everyone that helped me win this poll personally. This is a victory for Mike D. 2 years in a row. I did it.
Yes. So for those who are just catching up with this now, season 4 of the podcast is going to be underway very, very soon. We put out a poll on Twitter that lasted for a week. In retrospect, maybe it should have been like 5 days or something. By the time we got to the last couple of days, we had kind of tapped out the amount of people who are going to vote in this poll.
We definitely hit the end. And I think we also hit the limits of, current Twitter.
I think that's also true. You know, you look at this poll, you look at our last poll, the poll for the Michelle Yeoh season of the podcast, that got, I mean, we got a couple of high profile retweets from that one. We got a couple of high profile retweets for this one too. That one though had 800 votes at the end of it. And this one had about 200, which, you know, I'm so grateful to everybody who voted.
Yes.
But it is one of those things where it's like, huh, if we had like, you know, comparable people retweet the poll. And back then there was no For You tab on Twitter, so it would just go directly into your feed. Now you just get a bunch of algorithmic random shit.
A bunch of blue check marks.
Yes, really a bunch of the worst people in the world.
Correct.
I've been actively trying to avoid my For You tab these last few weeks because I just like, why am I so angry all the time? Oh, it's because I'm looking at this For You tab.
Yeah, I'm looking at this bullshit. But that's where our poll went.
we got over 200 votes in the season 4 poll, which was incredible. Of course, the nominees for season 4 included Nicole Kidman, Walter Matthau, Kirsten Dunst, and Roy Scheider. And before we put out the poll, you know, me and Mike did the episode kind of whittling down those four nominees. And, you know, Roy Scheider was your guy, Mike, as was Walter Matthau. Mine were Nicole Kidman and Kirsten Dunst. And privately, I was kind of like, there's no way Mike, these guys make it that far.
No, not a chance. I never thought in 1,000 years. I was like, it's going to be Nicole Kidman or Kirsten Dunst. And after the first like 2-3 days, I was like, oh, it's Nicole Kidman. And then Dunst came out of nowhere.
Yes. Yeah. Dunst led the poll for the first half of the poll. Like, she was there for first 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, it was Kirsten Dunst. Like, and she had a pretty commanding lead too. And then very slowly, Roy Scheider started to creep up there a little bit.
Everybody started to think, wait a second. We want to see this guy that's in some of the best movies of all time. And also maybe we'll find out maybe some of the worst movies of all time. Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
Kirsten Dunst was in the lead for about half of the poll's runtime. And then suddenly we just started seeing the numbers kind of tick up and up for Roy Scheider. Not only that, Walter Matthau also got quite a bit of a bump, which I was not expecting at all. Like, if one of the two guys was going to bump up there, I figured it would be Roy Scheider.
Yeah.
You know, just Walter Matthau didn't feel like that was the one. And then by the end of the poll, by the time the poll closed yesterday morning, Roy Scheider in first place with a commanding lead, I believe like 34% of the vote or something like that. Walter Matthau in second place.
Crazy. What an upside down world we live in.
Truly, Mike D, you have your finger on the pulse much more than I gave you credit for, I think.
I think after the first or second day, I tweeted, just wait for Matthau Twitter to wake up. And turns out I was almost correct.
Yes, exactly. Turns out Scheider Twitter really found the poll and ran with it. We're absolutely grateful to everyone who voted in it. We're going to be doing the Roy Scheider season. It's happening. Mike D has finally achieved his goal of getting a dead person to be the subject of the podcast.
We don't necessarily have to phrase it that way, but but you're 100% correct. We will finally be free for at least one season of just infinite updates.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a complete arc that we go through with the Roy Scheider season, which will be fun. Of course, every once in a while, it'll be kind of broken up with new Nicolas Cage and Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Yeoh movies.
Yep.
We're going to be working on that pretty soon. It's going to be a little bit until those Roy Scheider episodes start coming out. We need some artwork for the podcast. We need a theme song for the podcast. But we're going to start banking episodes pretty soon. In the meantime, we do have a new Michelle Yeoh movie to talk about pretty soon.
Yeah. It turns out other people continue to make movies when we're not podcasting, which is kind of crazy if you think about it.
a little rude, actually. Yeah. they really should have consulted us. So Michelle Yeoh is in The Tiger's Apprentice, which we have referenced before, and was released on Paramount Plus, I think, at the beginning of February. We've been kind of focusing on the poll, so we haven't reviewed that yet, but we are getting around to it. So next time you hear from The Complete Works, it will be to talk about The Tiger's Apprentice, and then most likely Roy Scheider stuff coming down the pike.
That's right. Yeah, be a few weeks or so, and then we'll get that rolling. And I'm excited. I'm excited to, like I said, watch some of the best movies ever. Literally my favorite movie ever with Jaws. So I'm excited for that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm very excited for Jaws because, like we've both said, like that is my default answer when someone asks me what my favorite movie is.
Yeah.
You know, it's the best. So I'm sure that'll be a long episode. I know that Nick Wormuth has already requested to be a guest on our Jaws 2 episode.
Ooh.
I'm actually excited to rewatch Jaws 2 because I watched that movie when I was like 11 and was like, this is bad. This is not Jaws. And I've not seen it since. But I know there has been like a little bit of a reappraisal of Jaws 2 in recent years.
Mm, interesting. I don't remember that. I do remember watching just all of the Jaws, like on like a Thanksgiving Day or something, or like,
yeah,
or like just,
well, they would air them on like AMC like every year. Yeah,
exactly. Just all of them in a row and watching them all the time. Being, you know, 9 or however old I was and just terrified of all of those movies. So I'm excited to rewatch some of those later sequels and if to find out if we do Jaws 3, because I know it's like only archival footage that he's in.
Yeah. Jaws 4
is he's 4, that's what I meant.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. There's no Scheider in Jaws 3. We could maybe do a Jaws 3 bonus episode if we just want to talk about all the Jaws's.
Just do it. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. There's so much great stuff to come for the Roy Scheider season. Of course, you got Jaws, French Connection, all that jazz, Marathon Man, Klutz. This is all just 70s stuff.
Yeah,
got,
like, it's all the same, you know, 4 years. Like,
yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of other really interesting stuff to talk about. 2010, The Year We Made Contact, which is a movie I really like. And I recently saw some praise going for on Twitter. So that's kind of exciting. Naked Lunch, the David Cronenberg film. We get to talk about The Punisher.
Hell yeah.
Which I've actually never seen, the 2004 Punisher. So looking forward to that.
Can't
that's
wait.
The one with Thomas Jane and John Travolta.
I don't think I don't think Roy Scheider has dialogue.
You think he's silent in The Punisher?
I've seen it, and I know exactly what he plays. Frank Castle's father.
Okay.
So he's not in it for long.
gotcha.
But I don't remember if he actually has any dialogue other than just, look, it's Roy Scheider, and then Punisher shit happens, you know?
Right. Yeah. Although that's it. That is Roy Scheider as Frank Castle Sr. is great casting. It made me think, like, man, 80s Punisher movie, Roy Scheider.
Oh, man.
Man, that would have been cool. And instead, they made the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie in 89.
That's
which,
right.
You know. Also acceptable, I suppose. Sequest DSV we'll be talking about, you know, down the line. So, yeah, a lot of fun stuff that'll be happening in the Roy Scheider season. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Mike. You know, I was mentally preparing the Kirsten Dunst season, like, in my head. I was like, all right, here we go. It's time. I'm, like, mapping out Sofia Coppola movies and going through. And, yeah, now my entire world has turned upside down. And I have lost the poll 2 seasons in a row.
Man, you just look it in the mirror, thinking about yourself, thinking about life.
Yeah.
You thought you knew movies. Turns out.
I thought I knew what the people wanted, and it turns out I do not. But Mike D does, and that's what's important.
I'll guide it. I'll write this ship, Mike. Don't worry.
Exactly. All right. So yeah, Roy Scheider coming up, Tiger's Apprentice for Michelle Yeoh. That'll be happening pretty soon too. So yeah, that's going to be it for us this week. Just wanted to give a brief update on the status of the podcast, and we will let you know as more info becomes available for our season 4 of Roy Scheider. So Mike D, where can we find you online this week?
You can find me at MD Film Blog on Twitter and Letterboxd and Blue Sky. You can also donate to support the show at our Ko-fi page. Help us pay for that art and that theme song. You could do that at our Ko-fi page, which is ko-fi.com/MikeAndMikePods. And if you would like merch, we have merch available at our Redbubble, which is MikeAndMikePods.redbubble.com.
That's right. You can find me online at M Smith Film Blog on Twitter, Mike Smith Film on Letterboxd, and Radio Mike Sandwich on Instagram. Thanks so much for listening to Complete Works. I'm Mike Smith. It's my Decree Show. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast app. If you want to contact us, you can tweet at us at Complete Works Pod. That's WRKS, no O in the word works. You can find the rest of our podcast in Rapture Press alongside many other podcasts, all kinds of comic books and movie news and all that good stuff. Theme song created by Kyle Cullen, which you didn't hear today, who you can reach for your own podcast themes at kylespodcastthemes@gmail.com. And our logo will be designed by Mac V or at Fearless Guard on Twitter. Next week, Tiger's Apprentice, I guess. I was about to read the copy that said, next week, the poll goes live. But That's not what's happening.
That's not what's happening.
Tiger's Apprentice, very soon, if not next week, then probably the week after that. Yes. So thanks so much for listening, guys. And thanks for Scheider sign-off TBD.
I was going to say, I'm sure the audience, much like myself, are waiting with bated breath to find out what your Scheider puns are going to be.
I mean, I feel like we kind of stumbled upon it, I think, last time with Into the Scheiderverse, right?
I think we mentioned that, yeah.
That's something that, you know, I was kind of attached to. At the same time, though, our season 3 opening is Into the Yoaverse.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It
feels pretty similar, but the pun is too good. You know, it's a little bit tricky. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next time.